It's where you go when a new name or a mask and cape can no longer hide you from yourself. It's where you run to when none of the principalities of your conscience will grant you asylum. Little B knocked on my front door 5 days after my husband died, which was 10 days after they released her from detention. After a journey of 5,000 miles and 2 years, she arrived just too late to find Andrew alive, but just in time for his funeral. "Hello, Sarah," she said. Little B arrived at 8 a.m., and the undertaker knocked at 10. Not 1 second too, or 1 second passed. I imagine the undertaker had been silently standing outside our front door for several minutes, looking at his watch, waiting for our lives to converge onto the precise fault line at which our past could be cleaved from our future, with 3 soft strikes of the bright brass knocker. My son opened the door and took in the undertaker's height, his impeccable tailoring, and his sober demeanour. I suppose the undertaker looked for all the world like Batman's workaday alter ego. My son shouted along the hallway to me, "Mummy, it's Bruce Wayne!" That morning I walked out onto the street and I stood there, looking at Andrew's coffin through the thick, slightly greenish glass of the hearse window. When Little B came out to join me, bringing Batman by the hand, the undertaker ushered us to a long black limousine and nodded us in. I told him we'd rather walk. We looked as if we'd been cobbled together in Photoshop, the 3 of us, walking to my husband's funeral. 1 white middle-class mother, 1 skinny black refugee girl, and 1 small dark knight from Gotham City. It seemed as if we'd been cut and pasted. My thoughts raced, nightmarish and disconnected. It was only a few 100 yards to the church, and the 3 of us walked in the road ahead of the hearse, while an angry queue of traffic built up behind. I felt awful about that. I was wearing a dark grey skirt and jacket, with gloves and charcoal stockings. Little B was wearing my smart black raincoat over the clothes they let her out of the detention centre in, a mortifyingly unfunereal Hawaiian shirt and blue jeans. My son was wearing an expression of absolute joy. He, Batman, had stopped the traffic. His cape swirled in his tiny slipstream as he strode proudly ahead, his grin stretching from bat ear to bat ear beneath the darkness of his mask.